Welcome to Slugnet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is a Meta curse. Papercut confirmed active exploitation of a zero-day in all NG and MF versions, releasing emergency patches for V25 and V26. Application security and IT operations teams should immediately restrict internet access to trusted IP addresses for exposed application servers. Use firewall rules or network access controls to block untrusted connections, even if you have not observed suspicious activity. At number 2, PatchStack researchers identified CVE-2026-8222, a maximum severity vulnerability in the GiveWP WordPress plugin. This flaw allows attackers to execute arbitrary server commands by chaining unsafe PHP deserialization with a donation processing flow. GiveWP released version 4.16.72 on August 27 to block serialized data. Application security and IT operations teams should apply these updates immediately to prevent malicious exploitation. Number 3. McKesson disclosed a breach involving unauthorized access to third-party applications. The Shiny Hunters Group claims voice phishing compromised employee Okta accounts, leading to the theft of 284 million patient records from Salesforce and Snowflake. McKesson confirmed the incident in an SEC filing but has not independently verified the specific data types or volume claimed by the threat actor. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 4. Socket researchers identified 19 Chrome and Edge extensions containing code that steals wallet secrets and drains cryptocurrency. The most impacted tool holds 80,000 users. These malicious updates, active since February 2024, establish persistent WebSocket connections to command and control servers. They execute credential theft and inject fake browser updates. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Berlin state government confirmed an extortion attempt following the August compromise of its administrative network. Forensic analysis identified data exfiltration from the Senate Department for Mobility between August 7 and August 12. The city stated it will not meet the attacker's demands, while Receta claimed responsibility, asserting it stole 5.79 terabytes of data and personal information on 12,716 individuals. CISOs and SOC and incident response teams should pay attention. Number 6. Security researcher Olivier Laflamme disclosed two independent root remote code execution chains affecting the Unitree G1 EDU humanoid robot. The first flaw leverages a path traversal condition in the ChatGAC co-service to reach BashRunner. The second initiates from an unpaired Bluetooth low-energy write path, leading to a buffer overflow in Wi-Fi provisioning code. Unitree patched the associated cloud authorization gap in July 2026, but no fixed firmware release has been confirmed for the device-side vulnerabilities. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7. Voltech disclosed two factory implants in Shenzhen Zibotong Electronics router firmware. These components grant unauthenticated remote attackers root access, enabling arbitrary command execution, credential exfiltration, and reverse SSH tunneling. Researchers identified 203 internet-facing instances across 22 countries. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 8. Rapid7 released a new Metasploit framework update, adding scanner and exploit modules for vulnerabilities in Drupal, WordPress, Tenable Security Center, and Checkpoint Smart Console. The release includes specific modules for unauthenticated SQL injection in Drupal and WordPress, as well as remote code execution exploits for Tenable, Flowis, and Langflow. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 9. NIST reclassified roughly 30,000 pre-March 2026 vulnerabilities as not scheduled to manage a growing backlog. This shift leaves security teams without standardized metadata for many known flaws. Application security, IT operations, and SOC teams must now synthesize fragmented data from vendor advisories and third-party intelligence to prioritize remediation effectively. Number 10, Hasbro disclosed that attackers accessed personal and financial data for 436 Massachusetts employees. The breach exposed social security numbers, credit card details, and driver's license information. The company contained the incident by disabling the compromised account and terminating unauthorized access. CISOs and incident response teams should note Hasbro did not link this to a separate March cyber attack. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.